What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This happened several years ago with my ex-boyfriend, Jason. We'd been dating for a while, but he was ruining every aspect of my life. In his mind, I was an object, not a person.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes. Great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I was supposed to do, say, and be whatever he told me. He didn't want me to work or have friends. He expected me to stay home all day, cooking and cleaning while he was out golfing or going to strip clubs. One day, I realized it had been months since I'd seen my family. He made sure they stopped reaching out to me by convincing them I didn't want to see them anymore, and by limiting my ability to contact them on my own. I was homesick, isolated, and out of options. But it was his reaction when I said I wanted to end things that was truly evil. At the time, he'd taken us to go to some seedy casino way out of town so he could gamble away the rest of my savings. We were staying in a dingy, depressing motel nearby. The kind of place you take a cheap hooker. And then it dawned on me. That's all I was to him, which is what made me decide to finally break up with him. I started by taking a long shower, so I had time to put my words together. When I came out of the bathroom, Jason was lying on the bed. I told him everything, about how I was done being controlled by him, that I was breaking up with him and going home, not to his apartment, but to my family. I grabbed my bag and headed for the door, though before I walked out, I remembered to grab my phone so I could call a cab to get home, but I couldn't find it. That's when Jason abruptly stood up and placed his hand on my shoulder. His grip was tight enough to leave bruises. I turned back, and from the look on his face, I could tell something in him had finally snapped. Looking for this?
Hey, what the hell?
Listen, baby, I thought about what you said, and here's the deal. You're not going anywhere.
Are you deaf? I said I'm not-
From now on, you live here. If you leave this room, if you try to contact anyone, if you even think about going out there and trying to get one of these people to save you, I won't just punish you. No. I know where your family lives, remember? Each and every one of them. I will bring them here and kill them right in front of you, you stupid bitch. Slowly, painfully, and I'll have my fun with your daughter, too, and make you watch. If you ever, ever try to fucking leave me again, you'll be the reason they all die. Do you understand me?
Good. Now that we're still a couple, I think it's time you tend to your womanly duties. You want to know my favorite thing about this motel? When the people hear a woman screaming, they think she's just doing her job. I felt like I didn't have a choice. I couldn't bear the thought of anyone in my family, God forbid my own children, coming to harm because I tried to run from Jason. I truly believed he would do everything he promised if I gave him a reason. He was simply that evil. At the motel, Jason treated me like a slave. I had to please him constantly, and no matter how much noise I made, nobody in that motel so much as complained. Jason was right about one thing. This was a place where terrible things happened all the time, and nobody cared. Sometimes, Jason would send me out on errands, usually to go down the street and buy him beer or whatever else he was too lazy to get for himself. I always thought about finding a police officer or going up to a random person to beg for help, but I was too scared Jason would find out and hurt me or my family before anything could be done to stop him. I also didn't know if anyone would care or believe me, as I soon looked the part of a desperate, dirty crack whore because of what Jason was doing to me. That was my life for 6 months, until one day, I learned there was a small library in town, and I felt a tiny bit of courage, the smallest light guiding me to a way out. I knew there had to be a computer there, a way to discreetly get the message out that I was trapped. I begged Jason for days and days to let me go to the library so I could check out a book. I told him I got terribly bored when he was gone, and eventually he caved. At the library, I quickly got on a computer, made a blank Facebook account, and friended some of my family members, then made the post that finally freed me from the hell I was living in for so long. At last, Jason was arrested, and I was rescued. I got to see my family again for the first time in almost a year. I was ecstatic to be with them, but I learned my mother had died while I was cut off from society.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Some things can't be changed, and some wounds never fully heal. Much of the trauma I endured still affects me, but I want people who might be feeling the same hopelessness I was feeling to know that things can get better. A woman held captive for 6 months by a former boyfriend who threatened to kill her if she tried to escape was rescued from a Nevada motel after writing about her plight on Facebook. Her alleged captor, Jason Greniger, 34, was arrested on Saturday at the motel. The victim had not been physically restrained by Greniger during the ordeal and was regularly sent to a nearby store for food and beer. She had opportunities to contact police. It just took her 6 months to get the courage to do it. She legitimately believed that he would take her out or hurt her family if she didn't stay with him. Greniger was being held at the Clark County Detention Center in Las Vegas on suspicion of second-degree kidnapping, and also an outstanding warrant. The victim turned to Facebook to seek help after Greniger allowed her to visit a nearby public library. Her post read, "I just want to let everyone know I'm sorry. I want to come home, but he won't let me." Later that day, police were told of the post and went to the motel where they arrested Greniger. The victim had been out of contact with her family, including several children, for 6 months until Saturday, and only learned of her mother's December death after being freed.
I miss you.
I never thought getting a girlfriend would be the worst thing that ever happened to me. The truth is, I should have known my ex-girlfriend Amber was a psycho slut from the very beginning. She had this guy friend named Mike. He was 3 or 4 years older than us. I thought I could get Amber away from that asshole, but for some reason, she never completely cut him off. Obviously, it bothered the hell out of me, and I knew without a doubt that it pissed Mike off to know she was spending most of her time with someone else. After a few months of hoping she would come to her senses, the opposite happened. Amber was hanging out with Mike a lot again. He was feeding her lies about me, causing us to get into fights, slowly convincing her I was no good. Without warning, Amber dumped me. I was a wreck. I was filled with so much anger and disgust. Feeling betrayed and worthless, the way I saw it, Mike had won. He got his girl back, and yet, things were not over. One night, just a week or two after Amber broke up with me, she sent a text that made my heart ache all over again. She confessed what really happened between me, her, and Mike. Apparently, Mike had been manipulating her the whole time we were dating. He even threatened to snitch on her about all the illegal stuff he bought her if she didn't break up with me, and that's why she did it. Then came the moment I thought I could win her back. She asked me to come over. She'd been hanging out with Mike for days, exhausted by everything he did, and she was missing the way we used to just be together for hours. I snuck out of my house that same night and walked all the way to her place. I knocked lightly at her door. Then she answered and let me inside. I figured the first few seconds would be a bit awkward, but even then, I was taken aback by how stiff and emotionless she looked. None of the heavy, meaningful things she had said over text were weighing on her face. She was just standing in the middle of the room, looking right through me. A chill ran down my spine. In the room behind me, I heard people moving. I turned around just as they appeared and surrounded me. There were five other people in the house Amber hadn't told me about. All of them men, and dead center was Mike.
Amber, what the hell is this?
I'm sorry, Seth, but you should have known this would happen.
You bitch! Hey, look at me, asshole. You don't get to talk to her. She's mine. She was always mine. And now you're gonna get what you deserve.
Mike, man, look. I'll just leave, okay? You'll never see me again.
No one's ever gonna see you.
Wait!
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Mike didn't even give me a moment to talk my way out. He smashed my face in without hesitating. I knew I was in deep shit the second I fell. Then all I could feel was him and the other guys beating me into the floor. I struggled to get back on my feet, fighting for every inch as they kept pushing and kicking me, after enduring for who knows how long. I finally stood up and started running. I heard Mike shouting for everyone to back off, and for a second, I thought that was it. I got jumped, but I was going to make it. All I had to do was get out to the door and onto the street. But before I could open it, I found out why Mike told his friends to get away from me.
Mike's plan to kill Seth was almost perfect. I don't know exactly why I went along with it. Maybe I was scared of Mike, or I secretly hated Seth as much as he did. If I'm being truly honest with myself, though, I think I always wanted to do it deep down. It was my web of lies that lured Seth into the trap, like the hopeless romantic fool he was. Then Mike and his friends reveled in making Seth suffer. Everyone got in on the fun in their own way, but my favorite part is what came after killing him. We wanted to burn him in the backyard without anyone seeing the body, so we had to stuff him into a sleeping bag. To make it easier, we broke both his knees. It almost seemed like he could still feel pain when we did that, so we shot him again. And Mike let me pull the trigger this time. For the rest of the night, we sat around the fire and watched it consume what was left of Seth. It was a slow and fragrant process, which I found absolutely riveting, until the fire finally burnt itself out. By morning, there was nothing left of Seth but ashes. Those were scooped into empty paint cans like seven little urns. We were supposed to each take one and dispose of them separately, but I couldn't part with my piece of Seth. I was the only one who ever loved him, after all. Unfortunately, due in part to my trophy, but mostly because of the number of accomplices Mike let in on the plan, we didn't get away with it. It stings to know we failed to fool the world, though I do feel solace in the fact that the world will forever remember us for what we did that night.
A love triangle and bitter Facebook feud culminated in the savage killing of a Florida male who was lured to his death by his former girlfriend. Seth Jackson was hit in the head and shot, but he still tried desperately to flee the home in Summerfield, where the attack occurred Sunday. He was shot again and his body was placed in a bathtub, where his knees were broken so his body would fit in a sleeping bag. He was still alive, so he was shot again. And then his body was burned in a backyard fire pit. His ashes were shoveled into paint containers. Michael Bargo, Amber Wright, and her brother Kyle Hooper, Charlie Eli, and Justin Soto have been charged with first-degree murder. Another suspect named James Haven has also been charged with accessory to murder for allegedly helping to dispose of the body and driving Bargo out of town. Police said the killing had its origins in the animosity between Bargo and the victim.
I miss you.
My ex-boyfriend, Jalen, and I got together at the end of high school, and things were okay for a few months. As soon as we started college, though, We never had a stable relationship again. The anger issues Jalen already had got worse. He became controlling and jealous. I finally couldn't take it anymore. I broke up with him. He became an entirely different person. I blocked him on everything, but he kept making fake accounts to come after me. I got calls and texts from random numbers every day for weeks. Unfortunately, I was reluctant to get a restraining order. I didn't know if it would even do any good if he just didn't listen to it. And I also didn't want him to do something even more insane when he found out about it. Besides, I still lived with my dad, so I figured I'd be safe. Over the next few months, I was consistently contacted by Jalen on every platform under the sun, but I ignored every single message. I thought Jalen would eventually lose interest and move on. However, things got much, much worse. Every night before bed, I like to look out my window. It's just a habit I've had for as long as I can remember. At some point after the breakup, I started to see Jalen out there. He always stood in the same spot on the other side of the street, watching me. It freaked me the hell out, but I would just close the curtains and ignore it. All the doors and windows were locked, so he couldn't get into the house. But I didn't call the cops on him or even tell my dad about it either. I naively hoped that refusing to give him any reaction or attention would convince him to give up. Obviously, it didn't work. Night after night, I saw him out there before going to bed. Sometimes, I even heard noises that sounded like him. I couldn't tell if it was outside or inside the house. I was too scared to check. I just hid under the covers and waited for them to stop. I barely slept. All I knew was that in the mornings, when I got up and looked out my window again, Jalen was always gone. And that was enough. One night, things were different. Before laying down, I checked for Jalen. He was out there in the same spot as always. I was almost used to it, though I still didn't sleep well. I lied awake for what must have been an hour. Then I heard a noise I knew I'd never heard before. I still wanted to ignore it, but something about it made me finally get up to check. Quietly, I crept over to my door, opened it, and peeked my head out into the hallway. I could still hear the noises, and now I was sure they were coming from inside, from downstairs. I turned my head towards my dad's room. His door was open, his TV playing on mute, and I could see his feet at the end of his bed. Whatever was making the noise, it wasn't him. When I turned my head back the other way to look down the stairs, I saw the most frightening sight of my life. Jalen! He was at the bottom of the steps with a sledgehammer. I froze, stared at him wide-eyed. Every muscle in my body ready to run.
Jalen?
Shh. Go back to sleep, baby.
No. No!
It's too late. I can't lose you again.
Suddenly, Jalen started running up the stairs. I screamed to wake up my dad and ducked back into my room, then slammed my door. I locked it and started pushing everything I could in front of it. My desk, my dresser, my chair, anything to slow him down. I was sure he was about to start smashing through with the sledgehammer, so I even thought about jumping out of the window to run away. But then, my dad woke up and started yelling. I heard someone run down the stairs. Jalen was leaving. I rushed to my window to look outside, and sure enough, I saw him running across the street, looking back up at me one more time before going around a corner and disappearing. Immediately afterward, my dad and I called the police. They found him on the same night, wandering around the neighborhood. They said he was eerily calm and cooperative, despite all the things he confessed he was planning to do, and all the tools he had prepared for it. Jalen wasn't just going to crawl into my bed that night. He said he was planning to kill me. He was going to kill my father too, if he tried to protect me. This was not the first night he came close to doing it either. Jalen had been breaking into my house and sneaking into my bedroom to watch me sleep for months. Nearly the entire time we'd been broken up. Each time, he came with lockpicks, duct tape, pliers and wire cutters, and of course, the sledgehammer. I still can't believe during all that time, he was in my house, in my room, just inches away. He could have killed me at any moment. I don't know what stopped him, if it was cowardice or a desire to do something worse. I hope I never find out. Jalen Viejos, 20, was arrested on the same night he allegedly planned to attack his ex's father and possibly harm or kill his ex. He allegedly told a deputy that he had been watching his ex sleep for the past 6 to 8 months. Viejos allegedly had a pocket knife, lockpicking tool, sledgehammer, duct tape, wire cutters, a ski mask, and pliers with him on the night of his arrest. Both the ex and her father told police they feared for their lives after being informed of Viejo's plan, and said they did wish to file criminal charges against the young man. Viejos is now being held at the Volusia County Jail on no bond due to the aggravated stalking charge.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.